Okay. So this is not going to play actually live the way we're taping it. So don't worry about it. We'll do the clips later. Tim, thanks for taking the time to be here today. Very much appreciated. I know you've done a lot of media over the last year and a half. Like, how's your life been over the last year?
Crazy. Wow, it's been awesome. Really, it's been awesome. A lot of travel, a lot of flying here and there, but it's been a dream come true. Really,
yeah.
Just the body is getting a little older now, so it's a little tougher to get up sometimes.
You know, when the team left in 2004, I'm guessing. I mean, you're at home and you're saying, if I go in, you know, I'm not going to have a home. I'm not going to have a place to call home. Are they going to remember me? And, I mean, thankfully, you were able to make your comeback to Montreal. The standing ovation. I was there. I was covering that game, 2001, mm-hmm. I think. Yes. That right there must have reassured you in terms of people didn't forget me. And then when you came back for the Blue Jay game and you had the ovation there, how comforting was that?
Oh, it's always comforting. I mean, you know, spending 12 years here, the biggest one, though, when I came back in 2001,
yeah.
You know, after leaving Montreal, going to Chicago, New York,
yep.
A few other places,
Oakland,
you know,
yep.
A lot of times you think that the fans are going to forget about you or they're going to be upset about you leaving. And I wasn't really sure how the ovation was going to be when I came back, but they showed me. They showed me how much they cared about me. You know, 15-minute ovation in an at-bat, you know, for a whole at-bat, and they wouldn't sit down. And,
right.
You know, as a player going through that, it's what you actually play for. You know, I actually play for winning world championships. You play for longevity, and you hope that, you know, the team you play for, the city, the fans recognize you for being the player that you are. But that was something that, you know, I think every player would want to go through.
A lot of players, you know, when they think of the team they get drafted by or the team they play a long time for, some guys, I got to be thinking, you know, you want to be a Yankee or you want to be a Red Sox, you want to be remembered, and you won the World Series with the Yankees, obviously. But being a Montreal Expo, after all is said and done and the way that you've been treated and received, do you feel somewhat lucky or privileged that it ended up being Montreal and not some other city? And I know that it could have been anywhere else and it would have been fabulous too, but how do you feel about that?
I feel privileged. You know, I think, you know, when I first got here, I didn't speak the language. It was a little tough for me. Wasn't sure how that was going to play out. But it played out perfectly. You know, even though we went places, we had to have an interpreter. I understood that. But as the years went on, I found myself not really having to speak French anywhere I went. You know, and I think once you get to that point, it's special because they're trying to adapt to me as well as I'm trying to adapt to them. I really didn't get the opportunity to speak the language the way I would have liked, mm-hmm. and I still don't. But, you know, I respect the way they feel about their language.
Yep.
And and I respect the way they felt about me as far as not being a French guy.
Right.
So it took a while, but once I felt like they had recognized me for the player that I was, they kind of opened up to, you know, the language not being a barrier.
A lot of the players that have come here and were great players and have had the type of ovation that you have said, it seems like, it feels like the fans have unconditional love for me. Do you feel that way?
I felt the same way,
yeah.
and I still feel that way, even though I haven't played in forever and I haven't played for the Expos and they don't have a team.
Right.
The fans here are very passionate about, you know, their sports. Even though baseball wasn't a sport that was very popular here, but when the Expos came here, they made it a part of them. You know, obviously hockey is the number one sport here.
Yep.
Football, they've had a football team here for a long time.
You had an ovation at the Bell Center too, I remember.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, to be that guy that is from another sport, a sport that is not very popular, and I think now it's as popular as it's ever going to get and probably getting more as we're trying to get a team back here. So it's to be a part of that. And I wasn't that far away from when they first started. So being a part of the whole dynamic of baseball here in Montreal meant a lot.
How much you appreciate today's baseball compared to the baseball you guys played way back when? Now you've got special defenses. It's a lot harder to get as many base hits as you would like. Strategy has, you know, is much more complex now. Pitchers are better. But then again, you know, we get to discover some players who have, like, outstanding talent, like Altuve and Aaron Judge and everything these guys are doing. Kevin Pillar defensively and everything. To me, it seems like, you know, we're, every year the game gets better and better and better. How do you compare the game that you played to the game that's played today?
I don't think of that much of a difference. I think the difference is what you said earlier, the different defenses.
Right.
I don't see as that as being that big of a
difference.
Difference, because, you know, if you got a pull hitter, obviously you want to play the guy to pull.
Right.
I think we did the same thing back in our day, but I think they're over exaggerating
yes.
a little bit more than we did. I don't think the game has changed much. I mean, I think the differences is maybe you have arms that throw a little harder than it did back in the past, but you're seeing specialists now.
Yes.
Wasn't many specialists back then. The starters try to go, you know, 9 innings and complete the game. You might have had a closer, but that was it. So I think with analytics, you're starting to see the differences because, you know, they're looking at analytics and they're starting to see, well, you know, this guy is good for 5 innings or 6 innings. This guy's a good 7th inning guy. This guy's a good 8th inning guy. And then you got a 9th inning guy. It just makes the game a little bit longer, I think.
Right.
You know, when the way we played the game, we kind of went like, you know, we put our best 9 out. You put your best 9 out. Right. We see who's going to win.
Right.
Nowadays, it's not like that. You know, you have, like you said, specialists. You have guys that know they're only going to throw so many pitches.
I miss the speed in the game. Not the speed itself. Guys are still fast. I miss the fact that you don't generate runs with stolen bases anymore. It's not part of the strategy. Everybody's waiting for the long ball. Is that something that upsets you?
It doesn't upset me. I just think that's the way the game has turned to. I think eventually it's going to come back around.
You think so?
I think there's always... The game changes in a lot of different ways. You know, back in the day, you had guys that were great pitchers. You know, it was hard to get on base, so you didn't see many guys stealing bases. You might have one or two guys that stole a lot of bases. You know, in my area, there was a few guys that stole bases. There was, you know, especially in the National League, you know, you had the good pitching and you had the good defense. So you had to find a way to generate runs in a different way. Today's game is a little different. You know, there's a lot more strikeouts. There's a lot more home runs. Defense is still good.
Very good.
But I think teams and managers aren't trying to give out an out, trying to steal a base. You know, they will wait for the 3-run home
run, right,
which
right.
There's probably more home runs being hit nowadays as well. So,
I think it broke a record this year, right?
Yeah, so obviously if you got guys with that type of talent that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, then you don't want to take as many chances stealing bases. There are guys that steal, but they're not the big numbers like they used to be in the past.
I got to ask you, how did you steal bases at Olympic Stadium? I mean, I now cover all sorts of other sports. And we got the soccer team playing there occasionally. And the turf is much, much, much better than it ever was when you guys played. And they're still complaining and saying it's hard on the knees and it's uncomfortable and it creates injuries. How did you go out there and dive and slide on that hard earth? It must have been suicidal.
Well, for me, it was easier because I'm, you know, I think for the taller guys, the knee problems comes Andre. Into play a little bit more. For me, I was a little more compact, stronger in the legs. Football background kind of made it a lot easier because, you know, football was my number one sport as a kid. So I love to play the game of football. So sliding on the turf, not being hit by another guy, is much easier than, you know, running the ball and guys trying to take your head off.
Right, right, right. Your parents look like awesome, awesome people in that documentary. I saw it. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to learn, what people are going to learn in this documentary that they don't already know about you.
Well, they're going to learn, you know, how family was so important to me, my parents, you know.
Your son.
My sons.
Sons, yes.
They, you know, became ball players as well. My oldest son, actually, we ended up playing together.
Yes.
And baseball became the number one sport in our family. You know, before then, we played everything. We played football. We played basketball. We played baseball. We ran track. We played soccer. My brothers played soccer. I never played. But big family. I mean, four brothers. I was next to the youngest. So I had a couple other brothers that played professionally in the minor leagues, never made it to the majors. But it was always a competition with my dad, you know, who's the fastest in the family,
yeah.
You know, things like that. So we were very competitive in sports. Even my dad was a hell of a baseball player. I wish he would have actually got an opportunity to play professionally because I felt like he was that good. I mean, I was young, I saw him play, but I mean, now what I have gone through and what I've seen of him, I felt like he had a chance to be a major league player or at least a minor league player.
Right.
So, but having so many kids, he didn't get that opportunity.
Last question before I let you go, or last topic, I should say. I saw you retweeted Tracy Ringelby's article this week in Baseball America with the new divisions and Montreal being in there. What were your thoughts when you saw that, and what was the reaction that you felt from people in baseball talking to you about what they saw there with new divisions, some old rivalries being split up, Baltimore, New York, for example, and the fact that Montreal was there along with Portland?
Well, I think the keys was Montreal being a part of it.
Right.
You know, I think being able to retweet that is what's the most important thing. I think once you start talking about tinkering with the divisions and all that stuff, I mean, I think that's interesting, but we'll see what will happen. But I think the most important thing was tweeting the part that the Expos might be back in the fray, and I think that that's the most important thing.
Did it look like it made sense to you, the whole thing, the divisions, the number of games, the way it looks like they want to reshape it?
Well, you know, we're changing baseball and everything. Everything makes good sense. I think, you know, like we said earlier, players are bigger and stronger and faster. It'll be interesting if you do change things around. I'm not saying that will be the end all, but, you know, it makes for an interesting topic, you know, that people can talk about.
Tim, thanks for taking the time again. I hope you're appreciating Montreal. You know, remember, we're always thinking of you this year. We spoke about you a heck of a lot. I don't know how much publicity you got in the media this year, but it's got to be more than certain of some of our politicians who would love to have that kind of coverage. But, hey, listen, here's to crossing our fingers and hoping the Expos come back and that you can come here, live here full time again.
For sure. And you know, this is my second home. This is actually, you know, my baseball home. So hopefully we can get baseball back here and hopefully I can get a chance to come back and live here again.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks.